This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
There is a free veteran mental health documentary screening coming to Roseburg. We're going to talk about that this morning. Elena Leininger from Source One Serenity here this morning. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Kyle. Thank you so much for inviting us.
So tell us a little bit more about this event.
Yeah, so we are really, really excited to bring this resource to our community. So we have known Returning Veterans Project. It's a nonprofit in Portland already for quite a while. And so they have rights to screen this documentary, so which is called Here is Better. And they have been doing this screening in the state of Oregon in many, many places. In any case, yeah, we are really excited to help them to come here and provide this screening of this documentary.
And that's going to be coming up later in the month, Saturday the 21st at noon at the library. Looks like you have got a lot of different groups involved.
Yes, so in any case, Cow Creek Tribe also sponsors it as well, so they have provided a donation to cover snacks and food and drinks, which is really great.
Mm-hmm. And have you been able to actually see this documentary yourself yet?
Good question. No, not yet.
And with you today, William Wagner from the Roseburg VA, the Community Partnership Coordinator, working out of, I think you work out of Eugene, Roseburg, and Coos Bay all?
Yeah, so there's actually two of us. Community Engagement and Partnership Coordinators is what we're called, and we build coalitions, especially in rural areas, to try to prevent and kind of advocate for mental health and suicide prevention. Suicide prevention is really the responsibility of everybody. As a community, we've got to come together. We've got to find our weakest links and band together. And who else but veterans and their families to come together during times of need? One of the great things about this documentary Here is Better, and you can just Google Here is Better and have a sneak peek at it, is it really looks at suicide prevention with returning veterans in a sobering and realistic manner. It focuses on the family as well. We often forget that the family is our strongest, can be our strongest link when we're looking to, you know, support our veterans during that readjustment process. I strongly recommend you check this documentary out as it's free. The library is the perfect venue for it, and the community, I think, will really learn a lot from the documentary itself. It's very well done. We held it up in Florence in the fall, and we had almost 100 people show. So it really creates a lot of conversations about what it means to be connected in the community, and you know what it means to ask the question, you know, are you thinking of harming yourself or killing yourself? These are things we don't often want to ask, but we have to sometimes. And so this really kind of helps to take the stigma off of some of that fear of engagement and keeping everybody strong and healthy.
It's really been an issue for veterans, and it doesn't seem to necessarily differentiate between somebody that's recently out of the service or somebody where it's decades back.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that we really like to highlight is we started out with what they call 22. You saw that across the nation, that it was 22 veterans a day completing suicides, and we've brought that number to under 17. And we're all very proud of that, and that's really due in large part to the community members as well stepping up and getting engaged. Elena and myself, we're always working together on a wide variety of projects. We've been in here before to talk about things like vet cafes, you know, socials where we bring people together and find our common links. And more than ever, we need to stay together. And I think that this documentary will highlight ways that, you know, people can talk to each other about things that they normally wouldn't. So it's something that's the whole family can attend. And it, again, really highlights the things that we need to look at when it comes to suicide prevention.
Yeah. And do you think being able to talk about what you're feeling, which a lot of times, a lot of people, period, but maybe even more so veterans, are kind of reluctant to do, is what is really can make the big difference towards making progress on the issue?
I think so. I think especially with everything going on right now, more than ever, we need to stay connected and we need to have those crucial conversations about what staying safe looks like. You know, we're here in Oregon, which is mostly rural. And oftentimes, you know, people aren't coming out and really getting together as much as they should. So this is a good reason for people to connect and see that sometimes just getting out of the house and connecting can settle you in, can ground you and comfort you. And that, especially in Roseburg, where everybody is extremely supportive of each other. I always love coming down and working in the town because people just have that hardworking attitude and they really come together during times of need.
And not only do you have the film being screened, but you've got a panel discussion afterwards. Talk about that.
We do. Yeah. I mean, I think one of the things that you want to talk about is what do I do during a crisis? And for veterans, it's 988 option one. So again, 988 option one. And that can really be for anything. If you're having trouble getting connected, if you're frustrated, call. And if they can't help you immediately, they'll find somebody that they can connect you with. Because not everything is a crisis, but it can become one over time. We like to get that information to people in a timely manner. It can be extremely helpful. And 988's a really good way to do that.
And again, the event coming up on Saturday, March 21st at noon at the library. Elena, anything else you want to add about what's going to be going on?
Yes, actually, I also would like to add so that this event can be also very beneficial for service providers. So because they can also receive 2.75 suicide prevention continuing education credits. So and I think it is a really good venue for service providers and veterans also to connect.
All right, perfect. Mm-hmm. Again, the event March 21st. William Wagner and Elena Leininger, thanks for coming in. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So thank you.
8:38 at the Morning Report.